Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And every time
the tears,
it's like my whole body is just like hard.
When rock I hear that, hard.
Right? Yeah. Like rock hard.
It's like when Whitney Houston sang the national anthem.
Yeah. That's yeah. Like,
yeah. Eli Braden though.
That's Eli. It's like if Whitney Houston, it's a combination of it. Whitney Houston and Roseanne Barr sang the national anthem together.
Right.
Creating. Hey, welcome, Doing It Nation.
Welcome. We have. I'm so excited today, Danny.
Oh my God. I can't. I just can't hide it.
Are you about to lose control?
I think I like it. Let's go.
We didn't even plan that. No rehearsal.
No, that's from a deep improv training that we have. Kids. One more time at Improv Olympics. Okay. No, you go, Jenny. You take. Go. I'm so thrilled. I'm meeting our guest for the first time. I know he's like your old buddy.
Wait, you've never met our next guest?
I have never met. Have we?
I have and you haven't.
Well, I know.
I know. Okay, but our next guest, let me just say, I know known for being the kid from Jerry Maguire. I'm sure that that's not the first time you've heard of this.
Yeah. Little,
but also, he has, I think, 1% body fat. That's what I really more want to talk about. He is a mixed martial arts trained fighter. It's Jonathan Lipnicki, everyone.
Everyone. Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh my God,
seen you since we did the baby talk.
Yeah, that's a while ago.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That was what was the baby talk?
Dan Levy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so he had this really, it was such a funny, like, I don't know if it's like a web series or whatever, but he would have like 3 comics on stage and then bring a child actor. And we would just when I did it, it was me, Bo Burnham, and wow. Justin Willman, I think, who was like a magician yeah. kind of comedy
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, I know him. I met with him.
Yeah. And Jonathan surprised everyone and came down a twirly slide.
Yeah, I almost got stuck on that. You know, I was a little too wide for a child slide.
Right.
And I had to really push myself to get the last to actually get down to the ground. But it was a fun experience. Love Dan, love all those people. They're awesome. So it was, you know, it was fun. It was good company to yeah. be in. But that was 2015 or 16, was it maybe?
Yeah, something like it. It's been yeah. a minute for sure.
Some stuff has happened.
The world has changed slightly.
Just a little bit. Just
yeah. What year, now that I'm thinking about it, because this will probably like just shock anybody my age, but like what year was Jerry Maguire?
25 years ago. We're hitting the 25th anniversary in December.
Oh, wow.
God.
Yeah.
And how old were you when you shot that?
I was, I think, 5. Oh, and I turned 6 right after. So, because I'm 31 now. Just had my birthday. But it's crazy. It's like, I remember still little things, but they're not things you would think I would remember, like the smell of a costume or like remember wearing something or like one thing one person said, but it's like, the more it goes on the years, the more I rely on more like my parents' memory of it, you know?
It's crazy.
So you remember bourbon smell on Tom Cruise's breath constantly?
Like, <that's> right. No, not at all.
I was your age basically today when that movie came out. I would have been like 2 years older than you are now. That's, oh man, time yeah. sucks. Time is just a terrible thing. I think we've had Michael Fishman on. We've had a couple of former child stars on before. And you guys are really I'm a little annoyed at you because I had this certain image of I thought many years ago, if I'm going to interview a child star, that it would be, you'd be in jail and this would be your one phone call. So the fact that you guys are really putting you've really changed the game on my expectations of what happens to child stars. Because look at you, man. You're a fucking fighter. You're beautiful.
Tell me more. you know what? I think that it's hard because there is that trap, but definitely my own anxiety played a part in me not being too much of a screw up, because I was always hearing how other people were a train wreck and how to not be like them. And I was like, I can't be like these other people. And it's sad because that was instilled at such a young age. And that's still something that I deal with, is letting myself not be perfect, because I'm far from it, as everybody is.
Sure. Sure.
And we had when we had Jerry O'Connell on, for example.
Yes, another one.
Danny was just mad at him for being all tall and successful and not a train wreck.
Yeah, he's
a good looking dude,
No, I know. Right. He was not supposed to turn out good looking.
No,
exactly. But he did it. He did it.
I feel with you, with Jerry and Michael Fishman, was this something with your parents that helped instill something in you that you didn't take the bad path? Because I'm sure.
Yeah, you know what? Kids are innocent. Kids are innocent. I think it's so much up to the parents. My parents are pretty normal. And they, after every project I did, they asked me if I still wanted to be acting and if I was still happy. And there were times that I turned down parts because it was Little League baseball season. And I really did have the best of both worlds. And I have to give, and I went to public school. Most of my friends growing up were not actors, were not of the kid actors. A lot of times, you want to throw the football and they're like, what auditions are you going in for? And you're like, I don't want to talk about that. I want to throw a football. So, I thought that a lot of them were kind of weird. So I, hung out with my friends from, I grew up in Westlake Village. And so pretty normal suburban upbringing.
Yeah. Having talked to, because he directed a lot of Modern Families and, became close, but Fred Savage was also as much as possible. He said the public school aspect of it and not being, being with other kids made a big difference.
Yeah. Exactly. Michael Fishman said that too. He said he went to public school in Long Beach or something.
Yeah. It's important. I think it really is. It's so much up to the parents. My parents didn't want to be famous themselves. They didn't want they wanted to let me pursue something that I showed interest in, something I gravitated towards.
And at five, did you do that? At 5 years old, were you showing performer interest? Because I'm just thinking about my own kids. One of them, I felt she might have the bug. But did they see something in you at that age that was this kid likes to perform?
Well, actually it was because my sister was taking an acting class in Agoura Hills. And my sister was taking it with a friend. They no longer went to the same school district. So they were taking a class together and I was just going to pick up my sister every day. And I think you kind of want to do what your older sibling does. So I thought she'd go into this room, she'd have a great time. And I thought, I want to try this. And I was too young for the class, but my mom's friend had talked to the teacher about me, unbeknownst to my mom. And said, this kid has a lot of charisma. You should take him in early. So I did some classes. And we'd practice auditions. And I was like, I want to do this for real. I want to really audition. And my parents were like, it's a huge time thing and you really have to commit to it. And I pushed and I pushed and I had two commercials I booked. And then I auditioned for this movie, Jerry Maguire. And another kid got it and they shot 2 weeks with him. And they got me in The Replacement. So.
Oh man.
What I didn't know that there was a 2 weeks of shooting.
What did you do to that kid?
Yeah.
How did you sabotage him?
I don't know. But yeah, he just wasn't happy being there. And for me, I didn't know what that feeling was being on set. And now because I've been in love, I can tell you it's the same thing as falling in love for me, and I still get that to this day. I just shot a movie last month. And leaving set, I was like, this is so fucking cool. I get to do this for a living. And I love it more than ever now. And I don't care. I've been through the thinnest of times. I've been through the thickest of times as an actor. And I'm going to do this forever. I don't care.
Yeah. Good for you. That's exciting. And it's exciting to have that sort of like, yeah, no, it's like, it's, I always view it as a gift. I've never wanted to do anything that, other than what I'm doing. And it's like, and exactly. like, I've gotten to do it for as long as I have is like, even when I'm like super depressed, I'm like, it's like, okay, but
yeah,
it's been pretty good. So I, you know, I'd say, I think in a way it's the greatest gift.
Now for you, you just turned 31. Yes.
Yeah.
Happy birthday. Belated Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. October 22nd.
Yeah. You just had your birthday. Now, because of being known for something that's such an iconic role, like a scale of 1 to 10, like how irritating is it? 10 being the most irritating that people constantly say something like the human head weighs 8 pounds. Like that must happen to you obsessively.
You know, it gets mentioned at least once a day, every day for the last, you know, 25 years.
And your whole life.
I don't know what it's like not to have that, you know, every day. And so you either can look at it one of two ways. I think during my teen years, I was like, oh man, like I want to be remembered for something else. But I think you can either be bitter about it or you can accept it and find a path to continue doing this if it's what you love. And that's what I chose to do. I have a kind of an emotional disconnect from it a lot. But then again, I won't put myself in a position where I have to mentally put myself there again. So like, there's a lot of stuff coming up for the 25th anniversary of Jerry Maguire, and I'm just turning it down left and right.
Yeah.
I'm grateful for it. I did the 20th anniversary. I'm super grateful for it. But unless it's a huge cast reunion, I'm not doing it because you know what? I'm 31 years old. I've done 30 movies since then.
Yeah.
Some are great. Yeah. Some are awful. Yeah, you know, but I just, you know, at a certain point, I'm a grown man. I'm not a kid anymore. I accept it and I'm so grateful for it, but I'm so concentrated on the present and how to build my future that I, you know, it's kind of the last thing on my mind.
Do you think that's why a lot of kids rebel like and go down a bad path because they hate being stuck as known for this, that one thing? Like you, cause I feel like you can take, you know, there's just like this fork in the road where you can go, oh, I'm going to, you know, start a punk rock band and I'm going to, you know, do cocaine off of this girl's titties on TMZ Live or something.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's a spectrum, like all things in life. Like there's, you know what, I've made so many mistakes. I've done a lot of, you know, things that aren't like role model esque, you know, we all do. And I happen to be kind of on the.
I did perfect.
I kind of, well, you know, that's you're the only person I've met like that. So
trust me,
that's pretty amazing.
This septum didn't disappear on its own.
But yeah, it's more than a fork. I think it's a spectrum, and like I'm kind of maybe on the lighter side of that. But like my issues weren't really substance related. You know, my issues are mental health related. I've gone through some pretty gnarly stuff with that, like many other people.
Sure.
And I think that if you love something, I think that's what keeps you more on the straight and narrow. Like I never wanted to do anything else. People tried to convince me to do something else when it's been really painful for me, when I didn't book work for 5 years. And I was like, no, this is what I'm meant to do. This is what I was put on this earth to do. And I'm going to figure it out. So I started going to acting classes. I started doing theater. I started doing every, you know, thing I could possibly do. And, you know, I went from not working at all to working pretty consistently. And now my next goal is to be working on something I really love.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And
how did you get into I want to know about like, how did you got into mixed martial arts and how you got into.
Can I ask one more question before we get to that? I'm just curious because this has always occurred to me. I think I asked Michael Fishman this too early on because he was very young when Roseanne started. And I mean, five, I was trying to think like, what do I remember from my own life at five? And there is so little, like you said, it's just.
Yeah.
Is there any of that experience? I mean, I guess because it's committed to celluloid, it sort of at least imprints about. Do you remember the experience?
Things will trigger it. Like if I ever see any clips, you know, it will all be like, oh, I remember that. Like I remember the Phoenix Suns t-shirt that I bought when I was screen testing for Jerry Maguire because I had to go to Arizona and they're shooting the football stuff out there. And I remember the Phoenix Suns t-shirt I was wearing when I met him. Because I was like so excited to go on a plane and go somewhere different. I went to Arizona. Yeah. My dad bought me this like Phoenix Sun shirt. And I remember that shirt.
That's wild.
And I remember being in Tom's trailer and I remember meeting him and being like, wow, Maverick. Yeah. You know?
That's so funny. Cool.
Wait, you had seen Top Gun when you were five?
That was the only Tom Cruise movie I had seen, and it was all I needed to see to want to hang out with this guy. I must have annoyed the shit out of him about Top Gun, because on set I would be like singing, you know, Goodness Gracious Great Balls of Fire, and like I'd be annoyed. I'm sure at some point, unless he thought it was cute, maybe I was overbearing, but I wore my like Top Gun flight jacket to the premiere, Jerry Maguire. Like, I was all in on Top Gun. It was the greatest thing that ever happened to me in 5 years of life.
This would have been a better story. This would have been a better story if it was Cocktail. I just want to say that. But still a pretty goddamn good story.
Yeah. But yeah, it's hard. You don't remember, like, you know, bits and pieces. Like, I'll remember things that stick out, good and some bad. But it's like, you know what? It was all... all just an overall feeling I have towards it, you know? And it's like, I have the fond memories and the warm memories, and I just don't have any resentment. That part of it is like emotionally disconnected, where it's like, I'm grateful, cool, I did that, but this is who I am, you know, now. And I'm not mad about like, hey, like pay attention to me now. I'm gonna do the thing, one foot in front of the other, and continue to get better at what I do until, you know, it's undeniable.
That's amazing. Okay, now I wanna hear about, because this is even more.
Yeah. I also have to add that I must have some weird memory. I have so many memories of myself at five. Like, really? I don't remember everything. Like, I don't know why. I have like a weird.
That's crazy.
I know. I do. I have like a very strange memory. Like that I hear something and I'll fully, I remember phone numbers. I don't know. There's probably something.
Like what?
I don't know. It's just weird. Like I clock everything. It's like I take a picture or something.
Mentally. Oh wow!
I don't know.
Cool. Okay, Mary Lou Henner. Let's keep going.
I was gonna say like probably something worse, but
I'm sure you were gonna say something worse.
You know, I was gonna say something.
I know you do.
Okay, but I'm very fascinated by this because, like John, we have a mutual friend Eddie who has Los Lobos, and he was my boxing guy, and I am so fascinated that. And I had recently read this story, you know, there was all this in the news where Jewish people were getting attacked, like, you know, going to synagogue, like, and you and a group of people began waiting and escorting them out. That was one of the sweetest things I've ever read. Like,
wow. Tell the story.
Yeah. Did I not send you that, Danny? I thought I did.
No.
Yeah. When all this was happening, you know, like people were being attacked and
I remember
how many people, Jonathan, like, please tell me, like,
we actually have like 100 in our group, like, as far as we're all in a chat together, you know, people came out of the woodwork who just saw something that was going on and wasn't getting any attention. You know, my friend, do you know Remy Franklin?
Yes, I do know.
Yeah. So Remy was, you know, we were doing Shabbat dinners anyway. And Remy hit me up and was like, I'm thinking about doing this thing. And I'm like, let's do it. And so like Remy and Eddie and a lot of people involved in martial arts, both Jewish and not Jewish, saw that there were these attacks happening. If it weren't for Twitter, we wouldn't really know about them. Yeah. You know, it wasn't being covered a crazy amount and it was being glossed over. So we decided to make sure people got home into the synagogue safely. And sometimes in life, you get presented these opportunities where you could just do something that's the right thing if you just put some effort in. And I think that, you know, you got to take those.
Yeah.
Yeah. I read that. I was like, that is the most wonderful thing. And then I text Eddie and I'm like, did you hear about this? And he's like, I'm a part of that.
Yeah.
It was your name in the headline. I'm like, that is just absolutely fantastic. But how did you get in? Like, when did you first started training and wanting to do like fighting and.
Right around Jerry Maguire. Honestly, I tried like a, it's pretty sporadic. So I tried like a regular karate class in Westlake Village and the studio closed down. And one of the instructors there was like, I am going to go on my own and teach people. I'm doing this thing called Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and this other thing called like boxing and also Muay Thai boxing, kickboxing. And I'm combining it together. It's called NHB, No Holds Barred, which ended up being mixed martial arts. And he fought in the Pride organization in Japan. And he happened to live like a block away from me. My mom started training with him. And my mom actually has cauliflower ear, which is pretty cool.
UFC ear?
Yeah. Yeah. So really? My mom's is worse than mine because I got my left one, I got fixed.
Oh, wow.
Sometimes it hurts with the ear pods, actually, because it closed a little in there. Yeah. But so I started that young and did it for a little while. And then I went and I did like normal childhood sports throughout high school. And in junior year of high school, I decided that I really wanted to get back into it. Some of my friends were doing it. And I realized that I kind of took to Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu pretty naturally. And so I just decided to focus on that. And I've been doing it since I was like 15 and a half, 16 years old. And I got my black belt right before COVID. And that was a huge goal of mine. And it's made me a better person because there's always someone who could beat the shit out of you. And, you know, it humbles you real quick. It's that you can't lie on the mats. You know, you can't lie there. It's the truth, you know.
Ed O'Neill from our show was very involved with who are the brothers in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu?
The Gracies.
Yeah. Right? So he was like, he used to talk about them all the time. Cause I think Ed got his black belt in that.
He has a black belt. He does. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait,
he's like
really?
The most probably famous celebrity black belt. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
How is that not like a more known thing? I've never heard that.
Yeah,
he's an athlete.
Yeah, he is.
He has a black belt.
No, he got cut from the Pittsburgh Steelers. I mean, he was like, the guy was a real athlete.
No, I knew that. I had no idea I had a black belt, though.
Yeah. And I mean, we actually did something on Modern Family once where he got somebody in a hold and he just was like, sleep. It's like... I forgot the episode, but
found yourself in situations where you've actually had to fight like outside of
I haven't.
Good.
Are you lying?
I never.
I feel like you're going maybe.
I mean, I feel like
nothing too exciting, nothing worth writing home about.
Okay, so clearly, for those who can't see Jonathan's face, he killed a guy. I just want to play make that clear right now. No, he didn't.
He's holding a sign up that's like, don't incriminate me.
Exactly. So, yeah.
Who's that lawyer right behind you? What's he saying to you?
Oh, yeah.
that's amazing. I mean, I am just like, I don't know what that gene is that people have that like think like, I'm going to go get my ass kicked. Like, you know, do a sport where I will get punched or knocked out.
When I was telling Jonathan, like, so our mutual friend Eddie, who was like my boxing trainer guy, but I meant he came at me with pads on his hands and told me combinations, and I hit those pads. If he hit me in the face, I would be so upset with him. Like, he would always go like, "Hey, do you want to spar someone?" I'm like, "Do you know how like upset I would be if somebody hit me? Like, I'm not that mad at people either. I just want to protect myself. Like, that's." Like, I don't want to spar anyone in the ring. Like, I would feel so bad if I hurt someone or somebody hurt me.
I agree. Did we?
Are you back? Hold on.
Oh, yeah, no, we saw.
Okay, there you are. Good.
I saw you freeze there for a second, but.
I did?
No, not you. But it was Jonathan. But what the good thing for podcast purposes is you were talking at that point, Jenny. So we didn't, and Jonathan was just frozen during that period of time.
Yeah.
So it will seem really, this is a really, I want to leave all this in. Because this is a little behind the scenes, how the sausage gets made. But actually, since you froze, this is a perfect time for us to take a little break from one of our sponsors.
Doing It Nation, basketball is back, and BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. You'll always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. And as your continued source for all sports wagering information, BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and live scores and giveaways all season long. Always the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports and events. Bet NFL, NBA, NHL, MMA, tennis, boxing, and even golf. Holy moly. Head to betonline.ag to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure to use promo code CLNS50, that is CLNS50, to receive your rewards. BetOnline, where the game starts.
And we're back.
Oh my God, that was amazing.
That was absolutely.
Can you believe it, Danny? Can you believe it?
I cannot believe it. Have you figured out a way to, and maybe you have, combine your love of MMA,
yeah,
with a project that suits that as well.
Yeah,
like an acting.
You know, I haven't, and I don't really. It's like they don't have to necessarily intersect for me. Like I think a lot of people do martial arts, and they're like, I want to use it. If it happens, that's great. If it doesn't, it's fine. But I thought I always thought what would be really cool is there's a Golden Boy written by Clifford Odette.
Yes, of course.
I thought it'd be cool to modernize that and make it mixed martial arts. That was always something I had in the back of my head when I get that trajectory where I can, you know, get my own stuff, you know, made easily or more easily. I always thought that would be a really great reinvention of that.
I think that's actually brilliant. I love that play. And I think that would be, I think that'd be utterly brilliant. Yeah. And the reason I ask is there's certain skills that like if I'm writing a character who has to play guitar or piano or smoke or fight, it's good to know that actor can do it. Cause I can always tell when they can't, or like hit a baseball.
Exactly.
Golf is another one, you know, someone's playing a golfer. You can always tell when somebody doesn't, I would be like, yeah. Me, doesn't have a golf.
Yeah. Shirt.
So
but they cut away real quick as soon as that club starts to go back.
Yeah, exactly. So the fact, but and fighting is a real big one of those. It's like,
yeah.
You know, it's
yeah.
Like, you know, when you watch like, you know, I that is such a part of sort of like Hong Kong cinema. It's like, you know, you had to be kind of trained in the, even the women had to be really trained in those martial arts and be able to act. So I was just curious if that had come down the pike or, but the Odettes, I mean, boy, that would be a really, that'd just be a really, that's a high class way to bring mixed martial arts to the masses.
I think it is. Cause I think that there's such a parallel between stuff that happened in the Depression and then just trajectory of how the world's gone. And I think that there could be some definite parallels made that would make it a really cool modernized version of that. I think it's an amazing play. I've always wanted to do that as a play anyway, done a lot of scenes from it. But yeah, that was always something like, I always thought that would be really cool.
Oh, that would be really cool. Yeah. That would be really cool. I want to see that. So anybody, let's do it. Let's make that happen.
I was going to say Rob McElhaney, who would play, Rob is a big mixed martial arts guy.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Do you know him?
From Always Sunny?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know him personally. I'm a fan of him.
Yeah.
And he looks great now. He's so ripped.
Yeah, like, he's big into all the jujitsu and all. Like, yeah, he's...
Yeah, no, I love that he went from that one season where he just inexplicably put on 40 pounds or something and was really fat. And
then he came back from that season. That was his whole thing. He was like, I'm going to gain like 40, 50 pounds and I'm
not address it.
Address it the whole
and then I'm going to get completely cut and not like really address it that much either.
That's amazing. That's so funny.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah. I feel jiu-jitsu has become kind of like the new, I don't know, Pilates or yoga, but for like people in Hollywood, it's become quite popular. You know, you have a lot of people doing it and a lot of it's starting to show up where it didn't at first in fight scenes. You see a lot of jiu-jitsu in like John Wick now and like other movies like that, where they're using, which is cool because I didn't get to see that, what I do represented on screen for a long time. And then, you know, you have a lot of cool projects like Warrior with Tom Hardy and Joel Edgerton. I really enjoyed.
Oh, that's cool. You know what else was like one of my favorite shows? I mentioned it here before. It was a gem that is actually, I wish more people would go find on Amazon from a few years back. Patriot, which is like it's a brilliant, brilliant show. But like in the very first episode, he actually runs into a bunch of Brazilians, and you sort of see that slow hugging move where they're like on top of it's like and it's sort of thrown away. It's by the way, you need to watch Patriot. It's the funniest. I'm getting ahead of what we're going to talk about.
But how bad did COVID hurt that industry? Because I stopped, you know, going to my boxing training like when everything locked down, like when you have to be in someone's face.
I think that a lot of places really suffered. Unfortunately, the place I'm at, I feel like more than recovered now. And even, you know, in the recovering, haven't had a crazy amount of cases pop up from it. But, you know, what I did was I definitely felt my mental health sliding at a certain point through the pandemic. So me and kind of a little small group of friends,
we all did,
you know, Eddie being one of them, we would get together, you know, we're like, okay, there's a few of us and we're responsible people. Yeah. We'd get together and do jujitsu in our friend's backyard, where he had like a whole mat set up. Because at a certain point, I'm like, I'm either going to, you know what, like I got to do something. I'm either going to 100% not do well, or, you know, I got to get back out and doing that. And when I did, I saw an immediate turnaround in how I felt.
Sure. Yeah. No, it, hand in hand.
It makes a huge difference. I know, like, during that time, I remember I would text with Eddie too and just be like, yeah, I'm about to throw myself out the window. And
he's like,
go run, go. Like, he just kept telling me to do things because it was really so mentally, like, what a mind fuck the whole thing was, you know. And all of a sudden you wake up every day, I'm like, why am I panicked? Like, I missed my alarm or something.
Like, yeah, like heart racing, and I'm like, I have nothing to do.
Right. So. I'm late for a flight, but I don't have one. Why? What happened?
I'm like, someone who loves doing nothing and sitting on my couch, and it took the joy out of that for me.
Yeah.
It's like, so, I wasn't even that active.
You wanted to do it when it wasn't, you know, the thing to do, and then it became the thing to do. And you're like,
It's like,
I'm
wow, okay, I've had enough.
Yeah, I thought it was like, oh, cool, we all have a month off. Fun. We're all doing it. And then we'd all bounce back. And I'm like,
2 months. That's fine. I can do 2 months. Yeah. Okay, enough of this already.
Yeah, and it was cool through like Tiger King, you know, and then it was getting a little much after that.
When I was just the other day, when I was doing stand up, I was like, I feel like I watched Tiger King like 30 years ago. Like, it feels like, doesn't it feel like it was so long ago?
I can't believe it was a year, like, it's crazy that it was it does. Yeah. It feels like 10 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is a perfect segue, by the way.
Yes.
For us to dive in.
Let's dive into the stuff we love. So on this show, we kind of talk about things we're watching, things we've loved since it got us through the pandemic. It could be anything. Anything that you love and recommend that?
Yes, Bodyguard. It was a BBC show. It's on Netflix now.
The guy from Game of Thrones.
Yeah, he's amazing.
He's
amazing. I love that guy.
Rob Stark.
Richard Madden, I mean, now he's the star in Eternal. He's going to be gigantic. He was so good. But it's only one season, you know, but it was amazing performance. And like, if you like, you know, that type of action drama, it was phenomenal.
I thought it was great. I love that. I forgot about that. I saw that when it first came out, but yes, that was amazing. Really?
Yeah. I'm super late on things. So I saw that during, you know, the quarantine time. Right. And I was like, you know what? This is one of the best pilots I've seen and one of the best kind of like through lines of a show. And the performances were amazing. So I was a big fan of that. That kind of like reinvigorated me during a time when I feel like I was like feeling creatively kind of stuck. And let's see, what else did I watch? I saw the most recent thing, because I've been flying every weekend. I'm doing like Comic-Con again. But like Free Guy, I really liked.
I got to see that.
It's really good.
It's Ryan Reynolds. It's it's like he's like in a, it's basically like an extra character in a, like a non action player, like character in a like video game.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing about it is I saw the trailer and I was like, oh, this looks whatever. But then I saw it and I was like, this is awesome. Has a lot of heart. It's really good. Big fan of that. But yeah, like I'm not up on the recent stuff. I haven't seen Dune yet. I really want to.
Me too.
I haven't seen that one yet.
I'm dying to
see. I love everything that director does. So like Prisoners and it was Enemy, the one that was Jake Gyllenhaal with the twins. And he just he crushes it.
He's so good. He's so good. Yeah. I'm trying to think, what have I seen? Okay, so I just finished I for some reason was elected to it. I didn't think I was going to like it. I really loved it. It was Only Murders in the Building.
I
heard that's great.
I took your advice. Holy shit, it is just a delight.
What? Yeah, my mom's been trying to get me to watch. My mom called me and was like, you know, you need to watch this. You'll love it.
I don't know what my head
is really on point. Why is Martin Short you?
I know.
The whole time I was watching, I was like, why is Martin Short Danny?
Being me.
He's 100%. I was like, has he been shadowing you and you didn't know?
I know. I know. It really did feel that way.
I didn't want to say it until you watched it, but I was
our
like,
whole so affect funny. Is exactly the same in this thing.
If I close my eyes.
Do you know him?
I met him, but I don't know him well.
Yeah,
I
met him. Know him well, we did a Modern Family. And, take it off you.
Yeah, no, he couldn't. It was just like, that is really my affect. I don't know. I found it was really great. And I thought like, It was a weird chemistry, not in a sexual way, but in a really good way between Selena Gomez and Steve Martin.
Yeah.
Like I believe that weird chemistry. I thought all of the stupid little twists were like really well designed.
And then Nathan Lane rolls up.
Nathan Lane is fantastic in the backstory. And they also, the shifting narrator, it was brilliant. I found it really just super charming.
It was so enjoyable. But I had been telling you for weeks, like, you have to watch it.
And so
I'm glad you finally did.
So
like, the Selena Gomez casting was perfect because you have these older dudes, and you're gonna get Selena's fan base.
Brilliant. Yeah,
but they really had this weird chemistry. Like it was this sweet, endearing. Like I don't know. I thought it was fantastic.
It was beautiful. And even like the little fantasy sequences, and it was all like, it was stylistically. Was that shot at the Dakota?
I think it was.
And that gate is like from the Dakota, right?
I think it was. And I also love that they used the music, like the Serial podcast. And
completely.
That doom, doom. Just that piano.
And Tina Fey playing sort of the like Sarah Koenig, the character. Yeah. So brilliant. What else? I'm trying to think if I've seen anything.
Succession. I love Succession.
I'm so
happy. How great have these first two episodes been?
So good.
So I'm not in the new season. I just got through the first two. But I need to get on. I just love that show.
The third season just had the two episodes now.
Two episodes.
Okay.
Have you seen it yet?
Okay, cool.
I'm watching.
This is going to spoil nothing.
Don't worry.
In this weekend's episode, there was a phone call between Shiv and Tom that was like the most dysfunctional relationship. It's I love you phone call.
Yeah.
That was like, it was so brilliantly written and performed.
Yeah.
That show is so fucking funny.
Yeah.
So Kieran Culkin, the main character, I could just watch a whole show of him just.
Yeah. Kieran with the older woman too. It's like.
Oh my God. That's so wild. Like, I love it. I think he's so amazing. It was such great casting getting Kieran Culkin for that. I don't think anyone could play that part better than him.
Yeah, and Cousin Greg is just one of my favorites. He made a little cameo on SNL last week.
It's such a good show. Did you see the episode of Curb last night?
I did. I thought it was really good.
I thought it was really funny, and I love that what's her name? Charlotte Newhouse? Is that?
Who?
You know, did you ever see Idiot Sitter with Jillian Bell and Charlotte? Oh, okay. You know the girl that he has audition to be?
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's,
Yeah, that actress. Is her name?
She's great. She's
really, really funny, and apparently she's going to be in like several episodes.
Oh, it's, yeah. I thought she was great. I thought that plot twist didn't make a ton of sense, but I thought like, wait, he's blackmailing you for the brother who broke into the house who trashed the budget. Like, I thought that was a little bit of a stretch, but I still spoilers, I guess. But whatever, it's worth seeing.
I thought that was worth seeing.
What else?
I watched, I don't know if you've seen You on Netflix.
Yeah, it's not my fave, but I know everybody loves it.
It's not something that you're going to be like, oh my God, like Succession. It's not.
Yeah.
But it's something that it's so ridiculous and will hold your attention.
Yeah.
And then like, if you even think like, this is getting stupid, we'll do something. And you're like, all right, I'll stick with you a little longer. It takes you on these weird, it's like these, basically a serial killer and who's a likable serial killer. But I just finished that. And I did watch the Chappelle special. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I haven't yet. Is it good?
I'm a fan of Chappelle. Like he's a great stand-up. He's one of my favorite stand-ups, but it's just that
teetering. This is my question. And I haven't seen it. An hour of that. Like, I understand 10 minutes of it.
Right.
I have no sacred cows about it. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Like, when I'm watching this sort of, like, Chappelle And what's the Australian comic's name?
Hannah Gadsby.
Hannah Gadsby. It's like, this is the least interesting feud I've ever listened to. Like, I literally don't care. Both of you are going to be fine. It's like, whatever is happening is going to, like, you're like, Chappelle is like doing this challenge in front of an audience full of people making millions still.
Right.
You know, people are allowed to criticize you. You're not really being canceled. You have like this thing. And then on the other side, it's like, this guy's telling jokes. Say your piece of mind. You know, it's like, stop acting like this is like, it's a total loss of common sense. I can't stand people screaming about cancel culture, but I also can't stand those who actually are like, cancel. So it's
It's a weird mix because you want to just go like, okay, don't watch it if you don't.
Bobcat Goldthwait posted a brilliant post on his Instagram.
I saw that, and
it was like he summed up how I felt about it. He wasn't taking Chappelle's side at all.
He was like
you're not really a victim in this. Just calm down. It was amazing.
Carell, the hilarious stand-up, we've had him on the podcast. I saw he had posted a bit where he was like, somebody shouted out, Dave Chappelle's canceled. And he's like, Dave Chappelle made like $20 million for that special. And he's in arenas right now. He was like, if he was canceled, he would be performing here at this comedy club.
Said that?
Sam Morrell.
That
summed it up perfectly. It's like, you really think he's canceled? No, he's at an arena right now. Like,
I mean, we're wrapping up, Jonathan, but do you want to say anything to get yourself canceled really quickly?
Yeah.
No, I'm good right now. I'd like to work.
Are you sure? So because this is your chance. Things like Holocaust never happened. Now's a great time.
I'm definitely not my demo.
No, Jonathan.
No, I'm good. Love and peace to everybody.
Yeah.
Love everybody. I absolutely love them. And I look forward to being employed more.
Yeah. And actually, if you could see Jonathan's face, you can actually tell. I know he's doing a bit right now, but he really is a good guy. I can already tell. Like, you don't have a lot of malice in your heart, do you?
Yeah. You know, I try not to. I've seen a lot of people get jaded by living out here in LA or also doing what I do. And just being, in the entertainment industry, and I look at those people and I'm like, I never want to be like that. Like, I have that in me. I have the knowledge of that in me, and I have the depth of and the vulnerability in me, but I don't want to be a bitter person. I refuse to not believe that the best things can happen for me and for the people I care about.
I think that's fantastic. And that's actually pretty good advice for you doing it, Nation. Absolutely. Jonathan, thank you for joining us. This is
thank you for having me.
An absolute blast. And thank you to our audience. If you're liking the show, comment, subscribe, smash buttons, as they say. Tell your friends.
Yeah, absolutely. But thank you, Doing It Nation.
We'll see you next week.
Talk
to you next week. Bye.